The Great Fire of 1910 by Gretchen Schultz, read by Ilsa Rosewit. The summer of 1910. The mountains of northern Idaho and western Montana, the summer of 1910 was the hottest and driest that most people could remember. The grasses turned brown and prickly, and the streams were drying up. The previous winter had been cold, but hardly any rain fell throughout the spring. By the end of April, the fire season had already begun. Electrical storms, people, and the railroad were all responsible for starting the small fires that sprung up throughout the region. Many fires were started by accident, and perhaps as many as 100 fires were started by the embers that rose from the chimneys of coal power trains and landed in dry trees and grass. The Big Blow-Up. By mid-August, forest fires speckled the landscape across northern Idaho and western Montana. Some people estimated that there were 1,736 fires burning, while others estimated that the number was closer to 3,000. Firefighters were working round the clock, and President William Howard Taft even sent army troops to help fight the fires. Finally, by August 19th, it seemed like the fires were under control. Then, on August 20th, hurricane-force winds blew across the region, causing the fires to grow and spread. Where there had been many separate fires, there was now a raging wall of flame. It was impossible where the fire ended and the next began. The winds were so strong that whole trees were ripped out of the ground, and balls of flame jumped between ridges over canyons a half mile wide. The fire turned trees into weird torches that exploded like Roman candles, one observer told a reporter. Fighting for their lives. Over the next 2 days, thousands of men, including 4,000 soldiers, fought to keep back the fire. Trains raced to evacuate the small mining and logging towns, carrying residents to safety in the nearby cities of Missoula, Montana, and Spokane, Washington. As the fires closed in, evacuation trains sped over burning trestles, and some found shelter in tunnels that had been drilled through the mountains. A national hero. As flames surrounded them, one Forest Service Ranger, Edward Pulaski, led 45 men to safety in the War Eagle Mine. Around midday, as the fire closed in, they fled to the mine shaft, barely making it in time. While the flames burned in the forest just outside the mine, Pulaski hung blankets over the entrance and ordered his men to lie down, threatening to shoot anyone who tried to run. The tunnel was filled with smoke, but Pulaski threw water on the blankets until he lost consciousness. When the men began to regain consciousness around 5 a.m. the next morning, they made their way out of the tunnel, only to discover that 5 men had died during the night. The survivors climbed down the mountain through the charred remains of the forest until they were met by a rescue party that helped them reach the town of Wallace. How we got down, I hardly know. We were in a terrible condition, all of us, hurt or burned. I was blind, and my hands were burned from trying to keep the fire out of the mine. Our shoes were burned off our feet, and our clothing was in parched rags. We were covered in mud and ashes. Ranger Edward Pulaski. After the fire. The weather started to change on August 22nd, and by the 23rd, light rains and snow began to subdue the flames. Although some of the fires continued to burn until the heavier rains arrived, the great firestorm had ended. By this time, towns, logging camps, and anything else that was in the path of the fire had been incinerated. At least 85 people, mostly firefighters, had perished. The region's hospitals were filled with injured and burned firefighters. The towns of Hagen, DeBorgia, Taft, and Tusker were completely gone, and a third of Wallace was destroyed. The forest today. Interesting facts. It has been estimated that there are either 1,736 or 3,000 individual fires burning before the big blow-up. After the big blow-up, the Great Fire was 185 miles long and 65 miles wide. About 3 million acres burned. That's almost 2,268,750 football fields. Approximately 7.5 billion board feet of timber, enough to build 200,000 to 300,000 homes, was burned. There were at least 85 casualties. The fires burned up several towns. There was so much smoke that it darkened the sky as far south as Denver, Colorado, and as far east as Waterton, New York. To the west, ships 500 miles out to sea couldn't navigate using the stars because smoke filled the sky. Soot from the fires fell on Greenland. The fire of 1910 timeline. August 19th. There were over 1,000 fires burning, but it seemed like they were under control. August 20th. Strong southwestern winds caused the fires to grow and spread. August 21st, the firestorm burned across northern Idaho and western Montana. August 22nd, the winds began to die down and the speed of the fire slowed. August 23rd, light rain and even snow at high elevations subdued the fires. August 31st, heavier rains arrived, ending the fire season of 1910. Burn area map. Can you find Spokane, Washington, and Missoula, Montana? Thousands of people were evacuated to these cities as the fire approached their towns.